Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is officially the Democratic presidential nominee. As expected, Biden handily won last night's virtual delegate count over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. As part of formal convention procedure, New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez seconded Sanders' nomination and referred to him as part of a broader movement.
A movement that realizes the unsustainable brutality of an economy that rewards explosive inequalities of wealth for the few at the expense of long-term stability for the many.
Although Biden is now the Democratic nominee, differences remain among the party faithful. We talked about this with two Massachusetts delegates. Nazda Alam is a Muslim American, a state social worker, and a pledged delegate for Joe Biden. Sylvia Dominguez is a sociology professor at Northeastern University and a pledged delegate for Bernie Sanders. She has promised to vote against the Democratic Party platform because it does not include Medicare for All.
88% of Democrats support Medicare for All. 46% of Republicans support Medicare for All. 68% of independents support Medicare for All. And we just need to get policymakers to pay attention to us.
Nazda, you said you always supported Biden right from the beginning.
Yeah, my goal was to win. This year, we have somebody who's has experience, who can unite the party, who can unite the public, who can restore the democracy, who can restore the foreign relation. And the major issue is race relationship.
And I'm wondering, Sylvia, despite some of your disappointment, do you agree with Nazda that this is really about the candidate here, maybe even more so than the platform?
I think that we have to defeat Trump. I think that that's the biggest issue. I think it's not so much the candidate situation. I think that the difference between us, say the progressive side, the Bernie side, and the rest of the Democratic Party is the fact that we're very alarmed that corporatization of the party is so gigantic that so many of the candidates, so many of the policymakers are helped by corporations to ridiculous amounts of money. People who are sold to companies are not helping us.
So how enthusiastically are you supporting Biden?
I'm enthusiastic from the perspective that I want democracy to survive. I think this is a really, really dangerous time for this country. It's not about me being enthusiastic. It's more around me being real concerned about where the country's going.
I want to play a piece of tape from Bernie Sanders when he addressed the convention Monday night. And he talked about the issue of universal health care coverage and sort of differing ways to get there. So let's listen to a bit of what he said.
While Joe and I disagree on the best path to get universal coverage, he has a plan that will greatly expand health care and cut the cost of prescription drugs. Further, he will lower the eligibility age of Medicare from 65 down to 60.
So that was Senator Bernie Sanders addressing the Democratic convention Monday night, saying that, you know, they may have different ways to get there, but essentially they want the same thing. Sylvia, what would you say to what Senator Sanders said?
I think that Senator Sanders is seeing the best possibilities right now because I think he's real concerned that progressive will not follow him to vote for Biden. I don't share his concern, but I think he is very concerned. So I think that he's really trying to get us to see that getting rid of Trump is the number one thing and that this is not so bad. I mean, that's what he's trying to show us, that actually this is something that we can work with.
Mm-hmm. And Nazda, I wonder, what do you say to that?
I wanted to make a comment about Senator Sanders' speech. I think that was very impressive, and it was a message for partnership, you know. And universal health care, I also wanted to see everybody covered. And I'm a personally social worker, and I see the low income and no income and, you know, undocumented people every day I see. But I'm saying that we have to go step by step. Going to revolutionary way and fail, I don't want that. We want to do step by step and get there for universal health care. Maybe it will take another next election, but we will work together.
So basically, both of you would agree that this is as much about voting against President Trump as it is for our Democratic platform.
Not only President Trump, against the GOP. We need Senate, we need Congress, we need White House.
So I wonder then, what did you think about Republicans addressing the convention? Republicans like former Ohio Governor John Kasich.
I always respected Republicans. You know, Senator McCain was one of my heroes. I came in this country when Reagan was president, and we respected always. This is a party policy level, we are different, but as a human being, we all want good for the public. So this year, the Republican is not following their rules from Lincoln's Republican Party.
It's very telling to me that a Republican would have a speech. And that, for example, somebody like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's extremely well-known and the voice of, I think, the progressives, but not only that, of the young population, was giving like 60 seconds. You know, if the same industries are paying these people, whether they're Democrat or Republican, doesn't really make much of a difference. I wanted to also say one more thing. We're in the middle of a pandemic. Millions of people are losing their jobs. Millions of people are losing their health care. We can't do this incremental changes any longer. We have to really focus on the Green New Deal. We have to focus on Medicare for All, because if we want to survive, if we want our children to survive in a livable planet, if we want our grandchildren to live in a livable planet, we have to go for these policies. This is reality, and we have to confront it.
Sylvia Dominguez is a professor of sociology at Northeastern University and a pledged delegate for Bernie Sanders. Nazda Alam is a state social worker and a pledged delegate for Joe Biden. Thanks to both of you for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.